And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans. Michael here, and we are brought to you by the Tillkilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tillkilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tillkilt girls. For more on Tillkilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is November 9th, and we are post-election. We're not going to talk about politics on this hockey podcast, but as many know, no actual formal episode was put up last week. It is actually because it was done via X75 Unsanctioned on Twitch. And what we're going to do is actually we're going to go and listen to the first half of X75 Unsanctioned on Twitch as I actually go through my normal standard of going through NHL news and notes, the Caps game breakdowns and stuff like that during the first half of X75 Unsanctioned. Of course, obviously, if you want to watch X75 Unsanctioned, which we are doing an episode tonight where we're playing Star Wars Battlefront between Dixon and I, go to twitch.tv/themichaelx75, or actually, if you want to also see past episodes, go onto YouTube and look up X75 Unsanctioned or X75 Productions. So without further ado, we are now going to go to X75 Unsanctioned last week when Dixon and I were playing NHL 17. So you also get to listen to us play NHL 17 and get frustrated because of the EA Sports server. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of X75 Unsanctioned on Twitch via my PlayStation 4 here in Maryland. But as you can tell by seeing the screen, Dixon and I are going to be playing NHL 17. And since I also need to do a recording for the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, we're going to be doing a dual episode, which is going to cover both at the same time, which is going to be the most challenging thing for me to do while also trying to crush Dixon in NHL 17. Real quick, though, I do have to go for sponsors because this is also being recorded for the Experience Hockey Talk. Spirit Hockey Talk, which is Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, is also brought to you by the Tillkilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tillkilt Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tillkilt girls. For more on Tillkilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And as always, we also want to give a shout-out to our good friend Ben Penrod and Southern Maryland Comic-Con, which will be taking place Sunday, November 13th, 2016, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hollywood Volunteer Fire Department in Hollywood, Maryland. Admission's $10. Kids are free. And for more information and the purchase tickets, go to somd.mdcomiccons.com. And I'm already confirming one fear that I had originally going into this was, can you see my laptop? No, you can't. Good. Good. Now with that, Dixon.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I did my thing. You love hearing me do my plugs, don't you?
Yes, I do.
But yeah, so as I mentioned, this is going to be dual NHL 17 for Twitch and Experience Hockey Talk, which will be going up on the SoundCloud a little bit later on. While we're picking our uniforms and going into the game, I'm going with the Blackhawks to appease our new overlords who own the company we work for. We're going to start off with some NHL news, which is goalie Craig Anderson rejoined the Ottawa Senators on Saturday, 10/29, returning from a leave of absence that was granted earlier in the week after his wife was diagnosed with cancer. They announced that day that Anderson's wife, Nicole, is in the early stages of her diagnosis, but she encouraged Craig Anderson to return due to an injury to Andrew Hammond. Dixon, you can hit X anytime. Thank you. That day also had the Washington Capitals taking on the Vancouver Canucks, which I was remarkable enough to stay awake for most of it.
Lineups for the Washington Capitals of Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, and Justin Williams, Marcus Johansson, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Tom Wilson, Andrei Burakovsky, and Lars Eller, and TJ Oshie, Zach Sanford with Jay Beagle and Brett Connolly. Defense with Carl Alzheimer, Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov, and John Carlson, Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Phil Grubauer in net. For the Canucks, they had Daniel Sedin and Henrik Sedin with Yannick Hansen, Marcus Granlund with Brandon Sutter and Louis Eriksson, Sven Bartetsky with Bo Horvat, and Jake Virtanen, Mike Selesky with Brendan Gaunce and Jack Skilly. Defense was Alexander Edler with Troy Stetcher, Ben Hutton with Eric Branson, Lucas Beasel with Philip Larson, and Jacob Markstrom in the net. Ooh, I got it done in time for the opening faceoff. Go me. Don't do it, EA.
Yeah.
And I scored. So in the first period, at 7:57 into the first period, TJ Oshie would be called for holding. Then at 17:57, Marcus Johansson would score his second of the season from Matt Niskanen, his fifth of the season. Then 18:12, Tom Wilson would score his first of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Marcus Johansson, their third and fourth of the season, respectively. Then in 19:54, Yannick Hansen would score his second of the season from Eric Gabranson. At the end of the first period, the Capitals would be up 2-1 over Vancouver. Shots were 15-11 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were tied at 12 apiece. Hits were 9-5 in favor of the Caps. And the Caps had no power plays, and Vancouver had one, and they did not capitalize on that one at all. Ooh. Oh. Dope. Good job, Dixon.
Don't do it, Groovy. Don't do it. EA, don't do it.
Don't do it, EA.
You've been very good lately. Don't do it.
It doesn't like the fact that we're doing 10-minute periods.
I don't think so. I think it hates the fact that we do that.
I scored. Okay, hold on. Shut up. And the analysis for the first period is this was a good first period for the Capitals. They were beating the Canucks to lose pucks, keeping the puck in the offensive zone, and getting pucks on the net. What they need to do going forward in this game was the Capitals need to not go into another second period slump. They need to keep pushing the play in the Canucks zone and continue to crash the net and get pucks on net. Also, Philip Grubauer needs to place his rebounds better. At least twice this period, he kicked rebounds on the Canucks. And then in the second period, Carl Alzer of Troy Stetcher would be called for holding. Then on the power play at 8:58, Marcus Johansson would score his second of the game and third of the season from TJ Oshie and Nicholas Backstrom, their first and fourth, respectively. Now we get back into the play. Don't do it, EA. Washington's prevailed again on the faceoff of the neutral zone. Don't do it, EA.
Why does it hate us so much? Because I reset the game before even came off on him, so...
God.
Sorry, as you were saying.
Well, I can't say anything right now because... Okay, now I can go into it. Then at 17:17, Bo Horvat scored his fourth of the season from Sven Bartetsky and Jake Virtanen. At the end of the second period, the Caps would be up 3-2. Shots were 26-19. Faceoffs were 22-25 in favor of the Canucks. Hits were 14-13 in favor of the Caps. The Caps were 1-for-1 on the power play, and the Canucks were 0-for-2. And it said, I lost my connection. And a very good period for the Capitals. They created very good chances and made the most of their only power play opportunity by scoring on it. Also, as disappointing as it was to have Nate Schmidt's goal waved off at 3:56 into the second period, the Caps came back and responded very well. The Capitals, what they need to do is continue to press the play in the Canucks zone. Also, Phil Grubauer still needs to do better with his rebound control. Hey, Dixon. Both goals against have been a result of a bad rebound control on Grubauer's half. So it said I lost connection, but I have a good connection.
I'm sorry, but I don't know why I think I'm poor when I reset the freaking thing and I have 100% connection.
Yeah, I know. It's It's EA. It's not us. It's EA. But anyways, going into the third period, Ben Hutton was called for tripping at 3:10, then Lars Eller was called for hooking at 7:52. At 17:33, TJ Uski would score his third of the season from Andre Burakovsky and Nate Schmidt, both their second assists of the season. And then Jake Virtanen would be called for crossing at 17:50, as well as Nicholas Backstrom. And then with the empty net at 18:42, Carl Alsner would score his first of the season, which would be unassisted. The Capitals would go on to win the game 5-2. Shots were 35-25 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 37-32 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 17-16 in favor of the Canucks. And the power play, the Caps were 1-2, and the Canucks were 0-3. Overall, good game for the Washington Capitals. They won, which is always a positive. Wouldn't you agree, Dixon?
Yep.
So we try to do this again. Also that day, you had other games, which was the Buffalo Sabres defeating the Florida Panthers 3-0, Pittsburgh beating the Flyers 5-4, Boston beating Detroit 1-0, Montreal defeating Toronto 2-1, New Jersey defeating Tampa Bay 3-1, Minnesota defeating Dallas 4-0, St. Louis defeating Los Angeles 1-0, Colorado defeating Arizona 3-2, and San Jose defeating Nashville 4-1. And in regards to the Canadiens, Canadiens extended their season-opening point streak to 9 games for themselves. So overall, a good day of hockey. When the Penguins took on the Flyers, both Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin both scored 2 goals each. Malkin was able to score his 300th of his NHL career in that game. And Minnesota Wild Devin Dubnyk made 29 saves to also pick up his third consecutive shutout and improve the 5-1-1 this season for the Wild. Then the next day, Detroit Red Wings forward Steve Ott has been fined $2,222.22, the maximum allowable under the CBA for spearing Boston Bruins' Dano Chara in the groin in their game on Saturday the 29th. So just keep that in mind, Dixon. I spear you in the nuts, I'm going to get fined $2,222.22. It's all about them twos. All
right? Like you'd be able to afford losing that much right now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Jesus!
See what happens in the game when you actually are a good boy and you actually play nice?
Well, I did four-minute periods this time. You're kidding me. We're only 12 minutes into our feed. Yeah, okay, anyways, so, hey, Dixon, it's EA server, as always. Anyways, going on to the, what was that? Alright, anyways, we're losing Dixon, so anyways, on October 30th, the Capitals took on the Calgary Flames. For the Capitals, their lineup was Alex Ovechkin of Nicholas Backstrom and Justin Williams, Marcus Johansson of Evgeny Kuznetsov and Tom Wilson, Andre Burakovsky of Lars Eller and TJ Oshie, Zach Sanford with Jay Beagle and Brett Connolly. On defense, they had Dmitry Orlov with John Carlson, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby and Net. For the Calgary Flames, they had Johnny Gaudreau with Sean Monahan and Alex Chiasson, Matthew Tkachuk with Michael Backlund and Michael Frolik, Christopher Stieg with Sam Bennett and Troy Brouwer, Michael Ferland with Matt Stajan and Lance Buma. Defense was Mark Giordano with Dennis Wyman, TJ Brody with Derek England, and Jyrki Jokipako with Dougie Hamilton, with Brian Elliott in the net. For the first period at 2:01, Brett Connolly scored his first of the season, assisted by Jay Beagle and Zach Sanford, their second and first of the season. Also, Zach Sanford's first point in his NHL career. Then Derek Englund would be called for high sticking at 6:39, which on that power play at 7:14, Marcus Johansson would score his fourth of the season, assisted by Alex Ovechkin and Nicholas Backstrom, their second and fifth, respectively. Then at 13:44, Michael Backlund would score his first of the season from Matthew Tkachuk and Michael Frolik, their third and second of the season, respectively, as well. The Capitals would be up 2-1 after the first period. Shots were 12-8 in favor of the Capitals. Face-offs were... Hey, Dixon, welcome back. Shots would be 12-8 in favor of the Capitals. Face-offs would be 12-10 in favor of Calgary. Hits would be 8-2 in favor of Calgary. And on the power play, the Caps would be 1-1, and Calgary did not have one at all. This was a good first period for the Capitals. They scored early and capitalized on their lone power play of the period. The line combos that Barry Trotz has come up with are clicking for a second straight game so far. Caps need to continue the pressure on the Flames and continue to create chances. Also, the Caps need to remain disciplined and continue to draw penalties as well. Dixon?
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's EA server. Like, our internet's fine. Like, if the internet was bad, I wouldn't be streaming right now.
I'm sorry, you wouldn't be able to what now?
To stream.
Yeah.
So going into the second period for the Caps, or for the Caps Flames game, was all penalties. At 5:47, Matt Stajan would be called for tripping. At 10:57, TJ Oshie would be called for holding, and at 18:36, Justin Williams would be called for slashing. The Capitals would still be up 2-1 over the Flames after the second period. Shots would be 21-14 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs are tied at 21 apiece. And hits were 13-7 in favor of the Flames. Power play, the Caps were 1-2, and the Flames were 0-1 with their second in progress. That will be interesting, white on white. This was an okay period for the Caps. They were unable to capitalize on the lone power play of the period, plus they took penalties of their own. They were able to keep the Flames off of the scoreboard, which is a positive. The Capitals need to go back and play like the way they did in the first period. They need to remain disciplined and stay out of the box this period. Then in the third period, while I fell asleep during the third period, Marcus Johansson was scored at 19:35 into the empty net for his fifth of the season and second of the game, assisted by Jay Beagle, his third assist of the season. The Caps have gone to win 3-1. Shots were 29-22 for the Caps. Faceoffs were 32-28 in favor of Calgary. Hits were 21-11 in favor of Calgary. And the power play was 1-2 for the Caps and 0-2 for Calgary. Got two games down, Dixon. Two! All right, and then also for games that night, you had the Buffalo Sabres beating the Winnipeg Jets 3-1, the Philadelphia Flyers beating the Carolina Hurricanes 4-3, the Florida Panthers defeating the Detroit Red Wings 5-2, the New York Islanders defeating the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-1, the Chicago Blackhawks defeating the Los Angeles Kings 3-0, the New York Rangers defeating Tampa Bay 6-1, and Ottawa beating Edmonton 2-0, which we will talk about that after this opening face-off and potential first goal by me again. Yeah, it seems like it's running smoothly this time. Fingers crossed. Just Jeff Carter just do?
No idea. As long as, you know, my goalie does not, you know, pull a disappearing act from the freaking crease, I think I'll be okay. Since my goalie likes to disappear from the crease.
Gathered in by Carter.
Ouch.
Don't do it, EA. Come on. Really, EA? I bet you if we went on the battlefront, we wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, I know.
I know, it was a crappy goal, but I'll take it. But anyways, speaking of the Edmonton Oilers and the Ottawa Senators, in his first start since taking a leave of absence to be with his wife Nicole, who was recently diagnosed with cancer, Craig Anderson stopped all 37 shots he faced to help the Ottawa Senators end the Edmonton Oilers' 5-game winning streak. Anderson, who shot the Vancouver Canucks in his last game on October 25th, had the 35th shutout of his NHL career and improved to 5-1-0 with a 2.46 goals against average and a .921 save percentage in 2 shutouts this season. It was a very special moment. If you didn't watch any of the highlights from that game, it was worth watching.
My fault.
And so there's an icing on this play. So that was obviously a big game for the Ottawa Senators and Craig Anderson. And then, of course, Michael Grabner scored a hat trick, which was the 3rd hat trick of his NHL career, to guide the New York Rangers to their 4th win in their past 5 games. And then the opening faceoff.
A little confusing with the
I'm actually not confused because I just know that I'm wearing black and you're wearing blue.
Team Canada's on the move through the neutral zone.
Maybe my eyes actually are starting to go.
Oh, good save.
Thank you.
Oh, damn it.
It's alright, dude.
It's like, we're doing the hockey podcast. And then we got to stop real quick because we're playing a hockey game. Oh, that was not cool, man. And I still got the puck. It's like, not cool, man, but I still got the puck. Oh, God. That was... Nice. All right, and then, of course, on Monday, the NHL 3 Stars of the Week were announced for the week ending October 30th. Your first star was Craig Anderson, goalie of the Ottawa Senators. Anderson stopped all 59 shots he faced to post a 2-0-0 record and guide the Senators to third place in the Atlantic Division, which quite honestly doesn't mean anything right now this early in the season. He made 22 saves in a 3-0 victory over the Canucks on October 25th. Then, while taking a leave of absence following the cancer diagnosis of his wife, Nicole, he returned with a 37-save shutout and a 2-0 triumph over the Oilers on the 30th. Bad pass, Green. All right, I won that fight. Second star of the week was Devin Dubnyk, goalie of the Minnesota Wild. Dubnyk, who was also flawless, denying all 94 shots and three stars to lead the Wild to a 3-0-0 week and first place in the Central Division. He made 27 saves in a 5-0 win over the Bruins on October 25th, 38 saves in a 4-0 victory over the Sabres on the 27th, and 29 saves in a 4-0 triumph over the Dallas Stars on October 29th. And the third star was defenseman Shea Weber of the Montreal Canadiens. Weber registered 3 goals, 2 assists, and 5 points, including a pair of game-winning goals to power the Canadiens to a 4-0-0 week and to the top of the NHL standings. He opened with consecutive 2-point performances and a 3-1 victory over the Flyers on the 24th and a 3-2 win over the New York Islanders on October 26th. Whew. Got a couple more things to cover. That was the greatest shot on goal I've ever had. Don't do it, EA. See, I could have scored on that play. Directing that one to Foligno. Gains the zone. Oh, what a break. That shot hit somebody. Didn't have time, but he saved it anyway. You want to score goals, you have to go to this area. All right, then on November 1st, the NHL announced their 3 stars for the month of October. First star was center Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers. McDavid paced the NHL with 5 goals, 7 assists, and 12 points in 9 games to power the Oilers to the top of the Pacific Division in Western Conference. And then your second star was defenseman Shea Weber of the Montreal Canadiens, who led all defensemen with 4 goals, 6 assists, and 10 points in 9 contests to guide the Canadiens to first place in the league standings, highlighted by a 7-game winning streak to close the month. And then your third star of the month was center Jonathan Marchessault of the Florida Panthers. He shared the league with 6 goals and tied for 3rd overall with 11 points in 9 games to lift the Panthers to a 4-4-1 October. Whew. I need to blow my nose.
You go ahead and do that while I'm still trying to figure out how well, so far in this game, you're basically beating me in every statistical category except for hits, which granted it's 4-3, but that doesn't mean a damn thing right now.
Yeah. And then of course,
all time where I...
And then of course, and for the NHL announced that Toronto Maple Leafs center William Nylander, who led all rookies with 7 assists and 11 points in 9 games, has been named the NHL's Rookie of the Month for October. Nylander edged teammate Austin Matthews and Winnipeg Jets right winger Patrick Laine, and Flyers center Travis Konecny and the Rangers Jimmy Vesey for the honor for Rookie of the Month. And, of course, when I get the chance, the next thing we'll do is the Caps game against the Winnipeg Jets that took place last night and go over NHL news and notes for last night's games as well. But first, time to wreck you.
The pain train stops for no one.
Don't do it, EA. Don't you do it.
The Capitals have possession in their own end.
Don't do it. Well, we made it through a period this time, at least. Come on, EA. Really? This is the crap we have to deal with all the freaking time. How are we supposed to play? If they won't let us play. It says I have a good connection, but it doesn't want to acknowledge that I have a good connection. It's EA's server who is having this freaking problem. That's three games now Dixon and I have tried playing, and we've been booted all three times because EA's server cannot do it.
EA needs to fix their NHL servers in the worst way. It's getting ridiculous.
Yep. And of course, if you tweet them, they're going to say it's your connection. But the thing is, though, is that you have a good connection. They just don't want to admit it, that there's a problem. You know, maybe instead of putting all your server power into Madden, which sucks every year, put it into a game that's actually good, and you won't have this freaking problem. Well, anyways, you know what? We're going to go into the Caps-Jets game that took place last night while we just kind of let things simmer for a little bit before we go into our next attempt of a hockey game here, which was the lineup for the Washington Capitals: Alex Ovechkin with Nicklas Backstrom, Justin Williams, Marcus Johansson, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Tom Wilson, Andre Burakovsky, Lars Eller, and TJ Oshie, Zach Sanford with Jay Beagle and Brett Connolly, Dmitry Orlov with John Carlson, Carl Alzer with Matt Niskanen, Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby in the net. For the Winnipeg Jets, you had Nikolai Ehlers, Mark Scheifele with Blake Wheeler, Patrick Laine with Matthew Perreault and Kyle Connor, Sean Mathias with Adam Laurie and Joel Ermia, Brandon Tanev with Alexander Burmistrov and Chris Thorburn. Defense is Josh Morrissey and Dustin Byfuglien, Toby Enstrom with Paul Postma, and Julian McCrory with Ben Sherratt, and Connor Hellebuck in the net. And screw it, I'm just going to go for the entire game right now while we wait before we go into the next thing. In the first period at 9:17, Alex Ovechkin was called for slashing. Then at 10:40, Adam Lowry was called for tripping. At 15:52, Dmitry Orlov was called for holding. And then at 19:15, Carl Alzner scored his second of the season from Marcus Johansson and Evgeny Kuznetsov, their fifth and fourth of the season, respectively. Then, at the end of the first period, the Capitals would be up 1-0 over the Winnipeg Jets. Shots were 14-8 in favor of the Jets. Faceoffs were 12-10 in favor of the Jets. Hits were 9-3 in favor of the Caps. Power play was 0-1 and 0-2 for the Caps and Jets, respectively. This was a very rocky start to the game for the Capitals. They've taken two bad penalties. They have given the Jets the opportunity to take the momentum. Also, the Caps need to shoot more when they have the chance. They threw away too many opportunities by going for passes. The Caps need to get their legs going in the second period. They need to generate more shots on net and create more chaos in the Jets' zone. In the second period at 8:13, Marcus Johansson would score his sixth of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov, his fifth of the season. Then Dmitry Orlov would be called for slashing at 11:26. The Capitals would now be up 2-0 over Winnipeg. Shots were 29-17 in favor of the Jets. Faceoffs were 23-21 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 15-10 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, the Caps are 0-1 and the Jets 0-3. This was a better period for the Capitals, which saw them generate better scoring opportunities. However, the Capitals need to press harder and continue to get shots on net. Also, the Caps need to stay out of the penalty box and keep the Jets from being able to take the momentum for this game. Then going into the third period, at 1:14, Kyle Connor was called for hooking. At 11:17, Justin Williams was called for hooking as well. Then at 11:55, Toby Enstrom was called for tripping. At 13:04, Mark Scheifele scored his fifth of the season from Blake Wheeler and Ben Sherratt. At 17:35, Adam Lowry scored his first of the season from Joel Armia and Kyle Connor. Then at 19:30, Jay Beagle would score his first of the season from John Carlson, his second of the season. And then Mark Scheifele would be called for slashing at the end of the game. The Capitals would go on to win 3-2. Shots were 45-27 in favor of the Jets. Faceoffs were 37-28 in favor of the Capitals. Hits were 20-14 in favor of the Capitals. And on the power play, it was 0-3 for the Caps and 0-7 for the Jets. That was not the best period for the Capitals. They were lucky that Jay Beagle was able to steal one for them in that game. that pretty much that entire game was not a good game for the Washington Capitals. And then looking at what else took place last night, the New York Rangers took on the St. Louis Blues 5-0. Defeated the St. Louis Blues 5-0. Columbus Blue Jackets defeated the Dallas Stars 3-2 in overtime. Tampa Bay beat the Islanders 6-1. Toronto beat Edmonton in overtime 3-2. And the first matchup between McDavid and Austin Matthews. Ottawa defeated Carolina 2-1 in overtime. Boston defeated Florida 2-1. Buffalo defeated Minnesota 2-1. Chicago beat Calgary 5-1. Nashville beat Colorado 5-1. Arizona beat San Jose 3-2. And Anaheim defeated Los Angeles 4-0. And that's a concerning thing to look at, that three times now in this one episode, I have mentioned that the Los Angeles Kings have been shut out. That's not good. Don't you agree, Dixon?
Yeah, it makes you wonder what's going on with the Kings. It really does. If it's coaching, I mean, we don't know if it's coaching, we don't know what it is.
And then, of course, Rangers offense boosts Lundqvist in milestone shutout. Henrik Lundqvist stopped 35 shots he faced to earn his 60th NHL shutout in the Rangers 5-0 win against the Blues. Rookie Jimmy Vesey scored a goal and two assists for 3 points, which led a high-power Rangers offense that has scored 11 goals over the past two games, which were both wins. Lundqvist, who has spent his entire career at the Rangers, is the all-time franchise leader in wins and shutouts. He became the seventh goaltender in NHL history to earn 60 or more shutouts with the same franchise. And some of those other names are Martin Brodeur with the Devils, Terry Sawchuk with Detroit, George Hainsworth with the Canadiens, Tony Esposito with the Blackhawks, Alex Connell with the original Ottawa Senators from 1917 to 1934, Turk Broda with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and of course now Henrik Lundqvist with the Rangers. So you had so that was that for the NHL. Sneak peek for today is Vancouver at Montreal, Detroit at Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh at Anaheim. But quite frankly, I'm not going to lie. For me, it's all about the why is this all the way over here? Yeah, okay, restart my laptop. I don't care. Yeah, it's just the World Series tonight, Game 7. History is going to be made. And Dixon?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why don't you send me the request to play instead of me?
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the, I guess you can say, the studio feed of the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans. What you just heard was last week on X75 Unsanctioned, which featured myself and Dixon. And sorry about Dixon in the background echoing. I'm guessing that is a circumstance of the fact that I use the PlayStation camera, so you can actually see me as I play, and I utilize the microphone that is in the PlayStation camera, so if echoing didn't bother me, it's just Dixon. His opinion isn't that much important. You know, when you listen to him vent today, watch us when we play Star Wars Battlefront X-75 Unsanctioned tonight. So with that, we're actually going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to start going over the past week in the NHL and for the Washington Capitals.
Tilted Kilt girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talks, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans. It is now time to go over the Caps versus the Winnipeg Jets from November 3rd. Lineups for the Washington Cap or for the Winnipeg Jets was Nikolai Ehlers with Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler, Patrick Laine with Adam Lowry and Joel Armia, Kyle Connor with Matthew Perreault and Brandon Tanev, Marco Dano with Andrew Kopp and Alexander Burmistrov, Josh Morrissey with Dustin Byfuglien, Toby Enstrom with Paul Posma, Julian McCrory with Ben Sherratt, and Michael Hutchison in the net. For the Capitals, it was Alex Ovechkin with Nicholas Backstrom, Justin Williams, Marcus Johansson with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Tom Wilson, Andrei Burakovsky, Lars Eller and TJ Oshie, Zach Sanford with Jay Beagle and Brant Connolly, Dmitry Orlov with John Carlson, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby in the net. Going into the first period at 8:04, Brett Connolly would be called for tripping. Then at 14:38, Nicholas Backstrom would score his first of the season from Alex Ovechkin and Justin Williams, their third and first, respectively. At the end of the first, the Caps would be up 1-0 over the Jets. Shots were 11-4 in favor of the Winnipeg Jets. Faceoffs were tied at 7 apiece. Hits were 12-7 in Caps. And on the power play, the Winnipeg Jets were 0-1, where the Caps did not have one at all. This was not a great period for the Capitals. They were outshot and outworked by the speedy Jets. The Capitals need to slow down and grind down the Jets. Also, the Caps need to take more shots and generate a consistent net presence. In the second period at 1:48 into the period, TJ Oshie would score his fourth of the season from Andrei Burakovsky, his third of the season. Then at 2:45, Marco Dano would be called for high sticking. Then at 10:04, Alex Ovechkin would score his fifth of the season from John Carlson and Nicholas Backstrom, their third and sixth respectively. And then Nikolai Ehlers would be called for hooking at 12:10. At the end of the second period, the Caps would be up 3-0. Shots were 22-16 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 20-14 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 23-14 in favor of the Caps. Winnipeg was 0-1, and the Caps were 0-2 on the power play, respectively. This was a great second period for the Capitals. This period, the Caps dominated the Jets. They outshot the Jets 18-5 in the second. Plus, due to consistent net coverage, the Caps were able to net two second-period goals for themselves. The Caps need to continue the pressure on the Jets, continue getting shots on net, and crash the net. Going into the third period, Nikolai Ehlers would be called for hooking at 1:25. At 2:11, while shorthanded, Toby Enstrom would score his first of the season, which was unassisted. Then at 5:23, Adam Lowry scored his second of the season from Dustin Byfuglien. Then at 8:23, Evgeny Kuznetsov would be called for holding. Then at 9:34, Brooks Orpik would be called for tripping, and then Mark Scheifele at the same time would be called for embellishment. At 11:11, Marco Dano would score his first of the season from Andrew Kropp and Brandon Tanev. And then at 11:31, Dustin Byfuglien would be called for slashing. At the end of the third period, the Winnipeg Jets would come back to tie it up 3-3. Shots were 29-27 in favor of the Capitals. Faceoffs were 33-24 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 26-20 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, the Jets were 0-2 and the Caps were 0-4. Then in overtime, the Winnipeg Jets bench would be called for too many men on the ice at 2:21, and then on the power play, Alex Ovechkin would score his sixth of the season from John Carlson and Nicholas Backstrom, their fourth and seventh, respectively. The Capitals would go on to win 4-3 in overtime. Shots were 32-27 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 35-25 in favor of the Capitals. Hits were 27-20 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, the Winnipeg Jets were 0-2, and the Caps were 1-5. Now, for the Capitals, that third period was just disastrous and very, very frustrating. They let Winnipeg get back into the game, which is what you cannot do against the Jets. So, but they're able to capitalize on their fifth and final power play in overtime to win the game, which is a good thing for the Capitals. And then, of course, news around the NHL with goaltender Craig Anderson's situation uncertain given his wife's cancer diagnosis and backup Andrew Hammond out with an injury. The Ottawa Senators traded for goaltender Mike Condon. The Senators acquired Condon from the Pittsburgh Penguins for Ottawa's fifth round pick in the 2017 NHL draft. Then, after the acquisition, Craig Anderson left the Ottawa Senators again to attend to his wife, who is dealing with cancer. Mike Condon, who is acquired in the trade, will be on hand for the Ottawa Senators in place of Craig Anderson, who has no timetable on his return. Then also, the Los Angeles Kings defenseman Tom Gilbert has been suspended for 3 games without pay for boarding Anaheim Ducks for Nick Ritchie during NHL game number 142 in Los Angeles on November 1st, the National Hockey League's Department of Player Safety announced. Under the terms of the collective bargaining agreement and based on his average annual salary, Gilbert will forfeit $23,333.34. The money will go to the Players' Emergency Assistance Fund. And then also in injury news, the Buffalo Sabres will be without defenseman Zach Bogosian for weeks because of a sprained MCL. Sabres coach Dan Bylsma updated Bogosian's status following the morning skate as the Sabres prepared to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs last Thursday. And speaking of games from that same night as the Caps, the Washington Capitals, The Flyers defeated the New York Islanders 3-2 in a shootout. Toronto defeated Buffalo 2-1. The New York Rangers defeated the Edmonton Oilers 5-3. The Florida Panthers defeated the New Jersey Devils 4-3 in overtime. The Boston Bruins beat Tampa Bay 4-3 in the shootout. Ottawa beat Vancouver 1-0. Dallas defeated St. Louis 6-2. Chicago defeated Colorado 4-0. Arizona defeated Nashville 3-2 in the shootout. Los Angeles defeated Pittsburgh 3-2 in overtime. And Calgary won 3-2 over the San Jose Sharks. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, we are going to go on a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have more Caps and more NHL news. Looking for something exciting to do the weekend before Thanksgiving? Then come to DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is November 18th through 20th, 2016, at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, comes to special guests like Todd Haberkorn, Vic McNoya, Uncle Yo, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit DerpyCon.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans, and we are jumping right back into it. First, we're actually going to talk about some NHL. On November 4th, the Blue Jackets erupted for 10 goals in a shutout of the Montreal Canadiens. The Columbus Blue Jackets set a franchise record by scoring 10 goals to hand the Montreal Canadiens their first regulation loss of the season and snap Montreal's win streak at 8 games. The Blue Jackets became the first team to score 10 goals in a regular season game since March 30th, 2011, when the St. Louis Blues defeated the Detroit Red Wings 10-3 at Joe Louis Arena. The Columbus Blue Jackets also became the first team to have a shutout and score at least 10 goals since January 2nd, 1996, when the Calgary Flames defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning 10-0. Prior to this game, the Columbus Blue Jackets' record for goals in a game was 8, last achieved on November 10th, 2010. Excuse me. When they defeated the Blues 8-1, that game also set previous franchise record for largest margin of victory. Montreal, on the other hand, had allowed 13 goals in its first 10 games of the season. And, of course, then your other games, you had the Winnipeg Jets defeating the Detroit Red Wings 5-3, and the Anaheim Ducks defeating the Arizona Coyotes 5-1. But when you also, you know, we got to go back to this game against the Canadiens in the Blue Jackets, 10-0. If you take a look inside the numbers, a closer look at Columbus's offense's outburst, in total, 16 of 18 skaters had a point, including multiple point efforts by 8 players, which were Alexander Wenberg with 4 assists, Josh Anderson with 2 goals and an assist, Nick Foligno with 2 goals and an assist, Cam Atkinson with 2 goals, Scott Hartnell with 2 goals, Seth Jones with a goal and assist, Zach Werenski with 2 assists, and William Karlsson with 2 assists. So that, you know, getting that production was amazing. And, of course, Sergei Bobrovsky made 30 saves for his 15th career shutout in the NHL. And then moving on to the next day in the NHL, you had the Washington Capitals versus the Florida Panthers. The Panthers lineup was Jonathan Marchessault with Alexander Barkov and Jaromir Jagr, Riley Smith with Vincent Trocheck and Colton Skoyver, Jared McCann with Dennis Maglin and Kyle Rowe, Greg McKegg with Derek McKenzie and Shane Harper, Keith Yandel with Aaron Ekblad, Michael Matheson with Jason Demers, Mark Pysyk with Alex Petrovic, and Roberto Luongo in the net. For the Capitals, it was Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, and Justin Williams, Marcus Johansson with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Tom Wilson, Andre Burakovsky with Lars Eller and TJ Oshie, Zach Sandfer with Jay Beagle and Daniel Winnick. Defense was Dmitry Orlov with John Carlson, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, and Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby in the net. Now, I'm going to note right now, I actually was not able to see this game. I was actually working MCW Pro Wrestling's event in Joppa, Maryland. It'll also be the reason why I will not be seeing the games this weekend or next weekend, because this weekend is MCW Pro Wrestling and next weekend is DerbyCon in New Jersey. So I have booked two weekends where I'm going to have to miss games, but I'm still going to report on them here on the podcast. So without further ado, at 5:17, Jared McCann scored his first of the season from Alex Petrovic and Dennis Malkin, and then Dmitry Orlov was called for tripping at 19:29. Florida would be up 1-0 over the Caps after the first period. Shots were 10-6 in favor of Florida. Faceoffs were 11-9 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 7-4 in favor of the Caps, and neither team had an official power play, but the Panthers' first is still in progress going into the second. In the second period, Jared McCann would be called for high sticking 1 minute into the period. Then Shane Harper would be called for interference at 5:46. At 10:40, TJ Oshie would score his fifth of the season from Alex Ovechkin, his fourth of the season. And then Aaron Ekblad would be called for high sticking at 11:05. The game would be tied 1-1. Shots would be 24-14 in favor of the Capitals. 21-20 faceoffs in favor of the Caps. Hits were 15-7 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, the Panthers were 0-1, where the Caps were 0-3. And an interesting note, the Capitals outshot the Florida Panthers 18-4 in the second period. Second consecutive game where the Caps held a name down to four shots and beat them out in double digits with their shot totals for the second period. Then in the third period, Marcus Johansson would be called for high sticking 2 minutes into the third. At 2:32 on the power play, Riley Smith would score his second of the season from Vincent Trocheck and Jason Demers. Then Jonathan Marchessault would be called for tripping at 3:30. At 8:42, Alex Ovechkin would score his seventh of the season from Brooks Orpik and Nate Schmidt, both their third of the season. Then at 10:58, TJ Oshie would score his sixth of the season from Nicholas Backstrom, Nate Schmidt, their eighth and fourth of the season. And then at 13:27, Lars Eller would ice it up for the Capitals with his second of the season from John Carlson, Andre Burakovsky, their fifth and fourth of the season. The Capitals would go on to win 4-2 over the Panthers. Shots were 36-24 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 37-30 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 17-11 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, it was 1-2 for Florida and 0-4 for the Capitals. And like I had mentioned before, I didn't see the game, so I'm not going to give an opinion on this game at all because I didn't see it, so I can't give a true one. Other results was Colorado defeating Minnesota 1-0, St. Louis defeating Columbus 2-1 in overtime, Lightning defeating the Devils 4-1 in regulation, the Rangers beating Boston 5-2, Montreal beating Philadelphia 5-4, Buffalo defeating Ottawa 2-1, the Edmonton Oilers defeating the New York Islanders 4-3 in the shootout, Toronto over the Vancouver Canucks 6-3, Carolina 3, Nashville 2 after a shootout, and the Blackhawks defeated the Dallas Stars 3-2, the Kings defeated the Flames 5-0, and the Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the San Jose Sharks 5-0 in their Stanley Cup rematch. Some unfortunate news around the league. Mark Svatos, a right wing who played 7 NHL seasons with the Colorado Avalanche, Nashville Predators, and Ottawa Senators, passed away Saturday at the age of 34. Selected by the Avalanche in the 7th round, number 227 overall, of the 2001 NHL draft, Svatos had 100 goals and 172 points in 344 games, 316 of which were with the Colorado Avalanche. He last played in the NHL in 2010-11 with the Ottawa Senators. Matt Duchene tweeted, "Very sad to hear the passing of former Avalanche teammate Mark Svatos. He was a great person and player. Our thoughts go out to Svatos' family and friends in regards to this matter. As you know, 34 years old, that's really, really young. And I say this as a 30-year-old, you know, that's scary." Then, moving on to November 6th, your games were St. Louis against the Colorado Avalanche, which saw the St. Louis Blues defeat the Avalanche 5-1. Edmonton defeated Detroit 2-1. New Jersey defeated Carolina 4-1. Chicago defeated Dallas 4-3 in overtime. The Rangers defeated Winnipeg 5-2. And Anaheim defeated Calgary 4-1. And then, in other news, the Columbus Blue Jackets announced that defenseman Seth Jones will miss 3 weeks because of a hairline fracture in his right foot sustained during a 2-1 overtime loss to the St. Louis Blues on Saturday. Jones was placed on injury reserve Monday. He has 3 goals and 6 points and a +1 rating while averaging a Blues high of 24-14 of ice time in 10 games this season. The injury occurred during the first period of the game when Jones was tied up with Blues forward Patrick Berglund. Then you have your NHL 3 Stars of the Week for the week ending November 6th. Your first star was Nikita Kucherov, right winger of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Kucherov shared the league lead with 3 goals, 4 assists, and 7 points in 3 contests to guide the Lightning to 5 out of a possible 6 standing points and second place in the Atlantic Division. He matched a career high with 2 goals, 2 assists, and 4 points, including a game-winning goal in a 6-1 victory over the New York Islanders November 1st. For Kucherov. Second start of the week was Corey Crawford, goalie of the Chicago Blackhawks. Crawford went 3-0-0 with a 1.00 goals against average, a .971 save percentage, and 1 shutout as the Blackhawks picked up 4 wins in 4 games to move in the first place in the Central Division. So that's big for the Blackhawks that he's on top form. And then the third star was Kevin Hayes, center of the New York Rangers. Hayes scored in all 4 of his appearances to share the league lead in goals, 4 goals, 2 assists and 6 points, and propel the Rangers into second place in the NHL's overall standings with a perfect 4-0-0 week. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, we are going to go back to another break, and when we come back, we will be wrapping up this week's episode of the Experience Hockey Talk. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. And we are now doing our wrap-up. We got our last Caps game to cover, which took place last night, plus other NHL news and notes, which we're going to start with the news and notes first, which on Monday, restricted free agent defenseman Jacob Trouba agreed to terms on a 2-year contract with the Winnipeg Jets. The 22-year-old will make $2.5 million this season and $3.5 million in 2017-18. So this is big news for the Winnipeg Jets. They're getting one of their top 2 defensemen back into the lineup after signing him to this 2-year deal. And then going on into the games that took place, the Boston Bruins would go on to beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-0. The New York Islanders would defeat the Vancouver Canucks 4-2. And the Florida Panthers would defeat the Lightning 3-1. But there was significance with this Boston Bruins win. Tuukka Rask turned aside all 32 shots he faced to improve to 7-1-0 this season and helped the Boston Bruins to a 4-0 win against the Buffalo Sabres, their 4th victory in their past 5 games. Rask earned the 32nd shutout of his NHL career to pass Tim Thomas for sole possession of 3rd on the Bruins all-time list. So he now trails Tiny Thompson, who has 74, Frank Brimsek with 35, and so that's a huge deal for Tuukka Rask and the Boston Bruins. And then yesterday, Winnipeg Jets defenseman Jacob Trouba rescinded his trade request one day after signing his new 2-year contract. For those who don't know, Trouba, who's 22 years old, had asked for a trade through his agent on September 24th, citing a desire to play on the right side, his natural side, since signing the contract. And he's going to be getting a lot of playing time, especially with the injuries that are on the Jets right now. And then going into the Caps game that took place last night against the San Jose Sharks, the lineup for the Sharks was Joe Pavelski with Joe Thornton and Joel Ward, Jonas Donskoy with Logan Couture and Kevin LeBanc, Patrick Marleau with Thomas Hertl and Mikhail Bodker, Mikael Karlsson with Chris Tierney and Tommy Wingles, Paul Martin with Brent Burns, Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Justin Braun, Brendan Dillon with David Schlemklo, and Martin Jones in the net. For the Capitals, you had Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, TJ Oshie, Marcus Johansson, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Justin Williams, Andrei Burakovsky, Lars Eller, and Tom Wilson, Zach Sanford with Jay Beagle and Daniel Winnick, Dmitry Orlov with John Carlson, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, and Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby in the net. In the first period, Marc-Edouard Vlasic would be called for holding at 5:37, then Lars Eller for interference at 15:25. At the end of the first, he'd be tied 0-0. Shots were 9-4 in favor of San Jose. Faceoffs were 6-5 in favor of San Jose. Hits were 8-3 in favor of San Jose, and the power play was 0-1 for both teams. This was a slow period for the Capitals. They only generated 4 shots in the first period and were unable to capitalize on their power play. The Caps need to generate more offense by using their speed. Also, they need to have better zone entries against the Sharks and get more bodies and shots at the net. At 12:23, Marc-Edouard Vlasic would score his 2nd of the season from Joe Thornton and Joe Pavelski. Then Brent Burns would score his 5th of the season from Logan Couture and Paul Martin, whose time I forgot to write. At the end of the second period, it beat San Jose 2-0 over the Caps. Shots were 18-14 in favor of San Jose. Faceoffs were 20-17 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 14-13 in favor of the Sharks. And the power play was still 0-1 for both teams. This was another bad period for the Capitals. They barely generated any true scoring chances, plus they threw away other chances by passing the puck when they should have shot the puck. The Capitals need to play more in sync with each other and stop catching themselves offsides. The Caps also need to get more shots and traffic on net. And going into the third period, Brendan Dillon was called for holding at 6:03, then Kevin LeBanc for tripping at 13:48. However, an empty net goal at 18:28 by Joe Thornton in his 2nd of the season, which was assisted by Joe Ward, would ice it for the San Jose Sharks, but then Tom Wilson would also take a penalty for cross-checking at 18:33. The Sharks are going to win 3-0. Shots were 24-23 in favor of the Capitals. Faceoffs were 28-23 in favor of the Capitals. Hits were 19-15 in favor of the Capitals. And on the power play, the Sharks were 0-2 and the Caps 0-3. Not the best game for the Washington Capitals to end their home stand. And, you know, they got to do better when they play against Chicago on Friday. So with that, we're going to go back into NHL news. You have the history being made yesterday. Patrick Laine powered the Jets with his 2nd hat trick of the season, playing only in his 14th NHL game. 18-year-old rookie Patrick Laine scored his 2nd career hat trick and had a career-high 4 points when the Winnipeg Jets scored a season-high 8 goals en route to victory against the Dallas Stars. Laine, in this game, became the 4th player in NHL history to score multiple hat-tricks before celebrating his 19th birthday, joining Toronto's Jack Hamilton from 1943-44, Winnipeg's Dale Hollerchuk from 1981-82, and Vancouver's Trevor Linden from 1988-89 season. And looking at these games that were also played, wow, they didn't give us the actual score. The Montreal Canadiens would improve to 8-0 at home. Carey Price made 41 saves, and Paul Byron scored the go-ahead goal of 1:02 remaining in the third period to help the Canadiens improve to 11-1-1 this season, including a perfect 8-0 at the Bell Center. Edmonton Oilers captain Connor McDavid had 3 assists in his first matchup against Sidney Crosby, but Pittsburgh Penguins forward Connor Sheary scored twice, including the game-winning goal with 1:42 remaining in the third period to lift Pittsburgh to victory. And Los Angeles Kings goalie Peter Budaj had 19 saves to help his team earn a shutout. Budaj earned shutouts in consecutive appearances, also November 5th against Calgary, for the first time in his NHL career to help the Kings to their 3rd straight win. Los Angeles erupted for a season-high 7 goals en route to their largest margin of victory in a shutout since February 3rd, 2007, which was at Florida. If you note, earlier in the episode when you're listening to the X75 Unsanctioned feed, I mentioned when I was covering the league, the Kings were shut out 3 consecutive games. Now they've turned it around since that time, so it's really good to see that happen. And that is all. Tonight's action is Anaheim at Columbus, Ottawa at Buffalo, Chicago at St. Louis. The Caps play again this weekend against Chicago and, I believe, Carolina. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to miss those games due to my commitments to MCW Pro Wrestling. But most importantly, thank you so much for listening to the Experience Hockey Talk yet again. And, you know, we'll be back next week. We'll have NWHL Tuesday back with their coverage. They got games this weekend, so it'll be good to be talking about the NWHL again. We'll have more Caps coverage. So, but I do want to warn, you know, this November has been very stressful for me. Work, travel, stuff like that, you know, it just catches up to me. So if I only do like the 2 episodes a week for right now, you know, it's because I'm trying to give myself a chance to breathe and just try to relax for a little bit. You know, it's hard work doing this podcast, you know, all the research I have to do, the writing I have to do for this show, plus, you know, the stuff that I have to do for MCW Pro Wrestling. I'm essentially recording five episodes in two nights for MCW. I'm doing a convention in Southern Maryland, Southern Maryland Comic Con, with my good friend Ben Penrod. I'll be on the wrestling panel for that. So, and then of course the next weekend, you know, I'm in New Jersey for DerpyCon, who is a sponsor, you know, the main sponsor of my other podcast, The Experience. So, you know, there's a lot going on, especially these 2 weeks. So if I only do one episode for the NHL and then of course my episode for the NWHL, just know that I'll be getting back into that rhythm once things start to calm down a little bit, and then, you know, I can look into the future and see what type of the schedule is going to happen in, like, January and, you know, February and stuff like that, so I can adjust myself accordingly. So, as always, you can follow this podcast on Twitter at Experience Hockey, facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk, and, of course, you can always listen to this on soundcloud.com/X75-Productions, and also you can watch X75 Unsanctioned on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheMichaelX75, and we always post it up onto YouTube afterwards, so just look up the channel X75 Productions, subscribe to it. I post it up every week after we play. We always rotate the game we play. We're now in the rotation. In the rotation we're at now, we're actually at Star Wars Battlefront. Next week will be WWE 2K17. The week following that will be NHL 17 again. So it's like we have a loop that we, a rotation that we go through on the show. So, and of course, as always, we want to thank our sponsor, the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt Girls. For more on Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until next time, we will see you on the ice.